The 49ers now have a new face and a new place, but we don't even know what the place is. And they've extended somebody that some of y'all thought shouldn't be extended. We're going to talk about all that and more on today's episode of No Harm, No Foul. Let's get it. My man, Wayne Breezy. What's up, big dog?
It's Friday, man. It's Friday. And you know what? It's a special day, Mike, out there, man. Shout out to everybody out there that's watching. No harm, no foul. Bam. Today's National Women's Day. So we want to wish all the women out there a happy National Women's Day to you.
They get the day off?
Nope.
They won't. They get like a bonus and they pay?
I don't know. But I just want to wish them a happy National Women's Day, you know, because, you know, we wouldn't be here without them.
That's right. I'm all about celebrating the queens. I have no problem with that. I just want to know what I'm supposed to do. Like, when my wife come home.
To be queen forever.
That's what you're saying.
Because I can't hit that low note. Desire. It's all good, man. What's going on, man?
I just want to know if I'm supposed to have like dinner ready when she come home or something. Like, is it like Valentine's Day? I just don't know what I'm supposed to do today.
I mean, you treat it like how you celebrate it, how you want to celebrate your woman.
Mm. This is our last Face Off Friday of season one. I want to know what people thought of the show so far. Is it wrong to put a call to action out there? Like, through one season of No Harm, No Foul, how they feel?
Nah, it's never wrong. The feedback is, you know, always great. You know what I'm saying? And all we want to do is, you know, bring quality content. And so we'll never know if we don't ask for the feedback. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think the call to action is, honestly, I would love to know what people think of the show. So we got to figure out how to get them to do it. They could do it here.
Let's leave it in the comments after the show is over.
Yeah, so after the end of the show on the channels, comment, like, you know, improvements on the show, what you liked about the show, you know, that'd be cool. Because it really don't matter. We're going to do it wherever we want anyway. But okay. I know the one comment we're going to get. I know it. I guarantee
you. Think it's negative?
Yeah, it could be. The show is too damn short.
But that's by design. That's why it's daily.
That's the negative comment that we're gonna get, I think, throughout the comments. I'm guessing. If we did a poll, what's that stuff where they the odds? If we did the odds, it'd be plus 4,000 that the show is too short.
You mean minus 4,000? Like, that's the biggest one. Exactly. Yeah, I got you. Like, I gambled too much, right?
You just could have just said. Minus.
No, but I wanted to make sure that we was on the same page, and I might have a gambling problem. Like, it might be.
I'm never going to say that I know what that means. Like, whenever I see those odds, I just be like, okay.
As long as we number one, that means we the favorites. That's all I need to know, right? I don't care what the numbers mean, but that's it. That's it. I got you, man. I got you. So, Wayne, man, there's been some interesting news in the last 48, maybe 72 hours. We got the Mick. Lombardi hiring, son of Michael Lombardi.
Got the Mick Lombardi
the Colton McKivitz extension. And we have the official announcement of the 5 compensatory picks for the 49ers.
Three things.
There you go.
Ding-dings.
How you want to start it? Where you want to go with this one, man?
Let's start with the news that came out late last night, and then we'll end with the compensatory picks, because it'll probably kick off our free agency frenzy on Monday. Like, it's probably going to lead to where we need to go, right? Because I know a lot of people may be freaking out. And so, nothing, and there's nothing wrong with freaking out. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with it. So let's start with Mick Lombardi. You know, Mike, you put out a very interesting take out there in the world of X. And you said that this hiring, I'm paraphrasing it because I don't have it right in front of me, that this hiring is the type of hiring that the 49ers needed, even though he doesn't have a title, because this is the checks and balances that Kyle Shanahan needs. So I want you to go a little bit in depth, man. Take a few minutes, man, and go in depth on your thought processing about that. We know what the checks and balances are. We talked about it periodically throughout the show, especially during that Super Bowl. We just feel like Kyle don't have a guy that can like challenge him. And so everybody's a yes man. Like that's the opposite, right? And so let's talk about this, man. Like what made you say that? Even though we don't know the official title or role of Mick Lombardi.
Right. So it's just his history, right? If you just go to his Google and Google his name, pull up his Wikipedia, you got Fordham, and then it's like 49ers, 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 49ers. And then there's like Jets, Jets, Patriots, Patriots, and then back to the 49ers. Mm-hmm. So all pro experience came here. Do you know what his first job in the NFL was? Well, outside of scouting. Let me be clear. Outside of scouting. He was a scout. He was a scout before for 2 years with the Patriots before coming to the Niners. But I'm talking about as far as coaching. Yep. It was Jim Harbaugh's assistant. Not assistant head coach. Assistant to the head coach, which is very different than assistant head coach.
That's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right. But you never heard his name. I couldn't tell you what he looked like. You know what I'm saying?
He's Lombardi, you know. So I feel like there's only one. Are they all related?
No.
Okay.
No. He is not related to what's the other one?
Well, I mean, there's the 49er beat writer, David Lombardi.
I don't think he's related to him either. I don't think they're related.
What's the Lombardi we don't like?
That's the one I can't remember his name. Because Michael Lombardi is his dad. That's the former, he was the GM most recent. His most recent NFL job was the GM of the Browns.
So Michael was Mick's dad.
Yes. That, okay. Hence the MIC.
So that makes that there's the correlation right there. Like Kyle's going with people that he knows. Remember, we said that Kyle Shanahan needs to bring in people that he trusts. He only trusts people that he know. Like this could be, you know what? This could be him fulfilling the gap of what Mike McDaniel did when he was here during his tenure. He was literally Kyle's, was it right-hand man? Even though he was the run game coordinator, run game specialist, whatever you wanted to call it, he was literally the guy that Kyle Shanahan can be checked by. Yeah, right. This is your offense, but this is my run scheme. This is my whatever, right? So yeah, because think about the way the run game was with Mike and think about what Kyle had to do without Mike.
Right.
We had to trade for Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So I mean,
that's, wow.
You started. I'm just saying, okay. I don't know what Nick's job or role is going to be, but you might be onto something when you talk about checks and balances. And for those that don't know what that means, go ahead and break it down for the people, man, one time. Hit him with the bam, the Emerald Lagasse, well, bam.
This man is 35 years old. He's from New York. His dad is, young. Yeah, he's young. His dad is already part of the NFL. I know a lot of people out there are going to say, oh, well, this is just a, what's it called? Like when you, like the family, like it's just that kind of hire because he's like, he's related to somebody.
But it's not. And that's what I just finished talking about. Like, it's not just that. This is a lineage connection that this family, the Lombardis, the Shanahans, the organizations, like they've been connected. It's not like he just got a guy with a family last name. No, he got a guy with that has history with the family last name. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's connections there. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. You're absolutely fine. And so nepotism, that's the word. Thank you guys very much. A lot of people think it's a nepotism hire. Like just, oh, your dad. Oh, you're related to them. Let's go. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I have a conspiracy that I'm going to keep to myself right now, but I do think that this is about checks and balances. I think that you don't give him a title because we don't know what we want him to do. We want him to be around, though. And that says more to me than actually giving somebody a title. What are you here for? Like, I want you in the building. He's going to have a purpose here. He's going to have a role on and for this team, but it's going to be interesting to see what that role ultimately ends up becoming. It could be like it was when he was here for 2 years of Harbaugh. He was here for the Tom Sula experiment. He was here for Chip Kelly. You know, he was here to see some stuff.
So he knows the organization. Like, you know what I mean?
He knows Jed York.
Yeah. And this could have been a Jed York influence. I don't want to say hire, because Kyle still has to hire. Like Kyle, as much as Jed York owns this team or whatever y'all say he do, Kyle still has to hire the people. Like this, Kyle has to okay it. I'm sorry. Jed York does the hiring, but Kyle has to okay it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Kyle has to be like, yeah, cool. But I really think it's because of the connection that their lineages have. Like, I really think there's some plus the age, like 35 years old. He's innovative. He's been around this organization for God knows how long. You just mentioned it. He's been in the Jets organization. He knows probably Kyle's system. And once that role is released, we're going to see probably some positivity in a certain area, like whatever the area that they designate him to be. And I can't tell you what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Because it just hit me, right? Like, I was just sitting here saying, like, Kyle is the offensive mind of this team, right? He's also the head coach. He's also the offensive coordinator, right? But what's his specialty? What would you say his specialty is? If he had to pick one room, what would
room?
Yeah, what would be his special
offense.
Room?
It's definitely the offense. Yeah.
But be specific on offense. Pick a room.
I don't want to because it's going to sound insulting. I'm gonna say... Okay, what I think makes Kyle special is tying everybody, all those rooms together.
I understand that, but pick a room. I'm asking you to pick a room. Is it the running backs? Is it the tight ends?
I think his influence is heaviest felt in the wide receiver room.
Okay, and that to me is why he has a specific type, a specific mindset, a specific mantra for his wide receivers. They got to be of a specific way. I think that's why they go through that rigorous doghouse treatment. Things like that. Like, for example, during the NFL Combine, they kept putting up the gauntlet, right? Mm-hmm. And I loved it, right? Because, I mean, when we watch the wide receivers, we don't care about them running down the field, running the nine route. Like, they're wide open, and they just got to go under a ball and catch it, right? That's really for the quarterbacks, right? Mm-hmm. Their drill is the gauntlet, right? Turn here, turn here. Go down the line. Can they run on a straight line? And can they accelerate and keep their speed without stopping? Do they trust their hands? Mm-hmm. Mike, the number one wide receiver is Puka Nacua, right? But who was the number two or number three wide receiver up there, bro? They showed it every single day.
Who was it?
Ronnie freaking, hold on, Bell. Ding ding. I promise you, bro. I'm saying to myself, this between that and that game. So Kyle infused Ronnie Bell because he had no choice. Mm-hmm. Injuries, mm-hmm. things like that. And then he slowly took his ass out of the game, right? Like he doesn't trust his rookies.
He don't have patience for people to develop. It's like, oh, be good. Oh, you're not good.
Not in year one. I think his, especially wide receivers, and I brought that up to say, maybe Kyle focuses back on that aspect of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Lynn is gone, and maybe this is where Mick Lombardi comes back in. It's nothing to do with Bobby Turner. Bobby Turner is the running back's coach, but the running back's coordinator, the one that dials up or helps design these run plays, you know, maybe that's what Mick gets the title for. Same title as head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Mike McDaniel. And the run game was different. I'm telling you, the run game was The run game was different, Mike. It was different. It was innovative. It was east-west. It was not that straight-up power gap, whatever. It had a different tweak. It had a different feel when Mike McDaniel was that particular person. And you saw Kyle didn't really have anything to do with the run game. Mm-hmm. He had to do with the play. But it allowed the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, to go in there, check out, run the ball, do this. If you see this, do this, do that, whatever, whatever, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? So maybe, we don't know, ladies and gents, we don't know. But just maybe Mick Lombardi is going to get back into that realm, which frees up Kyle to focus on the wide receiving core because Johnny Holland got his tight ends, right? And so, like, or is Holland got the linebackers? My bad.
Linebackers.
Who's the tight ends coach? I get them mixed up. Because remember you said that the tight ends don't develop and you don't know if we should be as coach?
Mm-hmm. I remember. It is Brian Fleury.
Brian Fleury, yeah. I thought he was gone.
Brian Fleury. Is he gone already?
I thought he got a job.
No, it says he's in his fifth year with the... Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. Is this old?
I thought he got, you know what? Maybe he got interviewed and nothing happened.
I got him listed here.
That's fine. I'm just saying, maybe he got interviewed and nothing happened after the interview.
I mean, then again, this was 2023. I don't know if they've updated the website. I was going to say, updated it. Okay. Don't forget. It's okay what I was going to say. It was a mistake, though. But yeah, I don't know if they updated the website.
Let's flip the page for Mick and let's talk about the next thing on the docket. So we got, the Mick Lombardi hiring overnight. We got the signing of the right tackle, aka the right stuff. Colton McKivitz, man. Congratulations. Colton McKivitz got an extension. Like, I'm gonna read this and first of all, what are your thoughts? I think that's most important. I'll read.
I love the move.
Contract.
I love the move. You want me to just go straight to like my thoughts on them all? Absolutely. I love the move. I think this move gives the 49ers a ton of flexibility.
Ooh, I haven't heard that word. I think when I talked about it, I was describing flexibility, but I didn't use that word. Love that word. What happened?
Yeah, man. So I'm really excited for him, to be honest with you. He, this move doesn't change anything. If the Niners were going to target a tackle in the first round, guess what they can still do? You guessed it. Target a tackle in the first round.
But I got a different theory. But I agree with that. Because the flexibility.
He's going to be the ultimate. Unreal. He's going to be the ultimate security blanket for the 49ers offensive line now. That's what he's going to be. He is.
That was a word I used.
Was it Daniel Brunskill? Mm-hmm. What's the guy's name that was here that played like three different positions?
Daniel Brunskill. Technically, that's John Feliciano. But technically, that's how they want their utility linemen to be.
That's not who I'm thinking about. Because he wasn't here recently. This dude, oh my God. He was with the 49ers like their first, with Kyle, like the first 2 or 3 years here. And he played tackle. He played guard.
Just in school?
Was it school?
Because he was the swing. God, dang it.
I got to look it up now. I'm sorry. This is bugging me. And these are all good names. These are all good names, who you're saying, but it was somebody else. Oh, man. Oh, shit. I can't figure out his name. It's driving me crazy. He had red hair. He was smart as heck. It was all about intelligence with him. Foster, Witherspoon, Beathard, Williams, Kittle.
Oh, not Daniel Kilgore. Raphael said Daniel Kilgore.
No, Kilgore was the center.
Right.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to remember his name, but that was him. It was him, though. Like, he was that guy. He just moved all over the place. They need me. Boom, plug me in.
Oh, Mike Pearson?
No, hell no. No.
I'm trying to think of the dude that had the... And that Washington game, remember he looked like he was from Game of Thrones or Vikings or one of them.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. I know
that's Pearson, though, about. I think.
Was it Daniel Brunskill? Either way. Anyway, this is who he's here to be. Like, he's here to be that mover along the line. Guard, tackle. Like, he's an exterior guy. He's not going to play center, but he's going to be that guy.
I disagree. I think he's your swing tackle. I think when you look at the money, the $7 million extension, and then you break it down with the $4.5 million guaranteed, he's literally only making, like, a few extra $100,000. Like this mm-hmm. year and next year, like the way you break it down. And I think what you said a couple of things. You said security, because that's what it does. It allows the 49ers, and Tony mentioned this in our chat, it allows us to just draft the best player available at 31 if we stay at 31. And I think the 49ers, I think the tackle that they want, they know that they can't get unless they literally ransom off first round draft pick here, first round draft pick next year. I don't think they want to mortgage that into moving up to still possibly not get their guy that they have that 100 grade on. You know, it's tough, mm-hmm. right? You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. if you're looking for a Talese Fuago, or if you're looking for J.C. Latham, or if you're looking for one of those top tackles, the kid out of Penn State, if you're looking for those guys, you really got to move up, because teams, I promise you, those top tackles will get drafted in the first round. Teams are going to reach. Teams are going to go get them. It is going to be what it is. Now, whoever falls over into pick 31, you know, my theory, I think I mentioned this in our group chat, I wouldn't be surprised now if we trade back. We get an extra second round, an earlier second round pick for our 31st. We pick up an extra third or an earlier third round pick, you know what I'm saying, opposed to the compensatory picks that we have, you know what I'm saying? And now when you look at the San Francisco 49ers, having McKivitt says this, hey, I'm still the starting guy. You draft a guy, you weren't going to start, Mike, with the unless there's an injury, Mike, unless there's an injury, that first year person ain't playing anyway.
Right, right.
Like, you get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, they're not likely to put him in anyway. They don't play those games.
Especially on offense. You might mm-hmm. get a guy that could go in there on defense if he's a top pick. If they for example, let's just say a guy like Darius Robinson is sitting there at 31 and you want to address the edge and you get a freak there off the edge that could complement Nick Bosa. Well, it's a possibility that all he has to do is beat out Drake Jackson and whoever else we got at the edge rushing position, Robert Beale Jr., like those dudes. That's the possibility. So that particular person probably will start. I think that's where they go if they stay at 31. But they can move mm-hmm. back, Mike, and get the edge rusher and get the offensive tackle and probably address a guard position all in this same draft. People think we crazy, but this is the way we do it. I think McKivitz is insurance just in case. You got a starting right tackle. He might not be the best. Might not be the best guy out there, but he's still right. a good option for the San Francisco 49ers to where they can still develop the guy that they find. You get what I'm saying? So I wouldn't mm-hmm. be surprised if they move back from 31, try to pick in the 40s, late 40s, early 40s to late 40s. I think they stay out of the 50s, right? Or even if they do pick it in its early 50s, now they're still getting a pick 13 spots higher than where they were drafted. So that the 49ers have an opportunity to really address some serious needs and bring in new talent, fresh talent, okay? And this would be a good thing for the San Francisco 49ers. Like, I you know, and if they do stay at 31, they can still draft the tackle.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Like,
it
you know.
Opens everything up, man.
So this is actually nothing to be worried about. I mean, if anything, the Niners still can still cut them. It don't hurt them. It don't hurt the Niners financially. Here we go. This is what I wanted to read. Colt McKivitt signed a two-year, $4.6 million contract with the San Francisco 49ers, including $730,000 signing bonus. I don't know if this is updated. $1.87 guaranteed and an annual salary, $2.3 million. $2.3 million in 2024. His base salary will be $2.5 million with a workout bonus of $50,000. He gets an incentive bonus of $620,000. I wonder if that's like make Pro Bowl or something. Like, you know what I mean?
It might just be playing time.
Could be playing time. And then his cap hit again is $3.6 million for this year, right? Then next year, on the last year of the deal, bro, it's done. Like, this was a smart business move by Parag Marathe, bro. Like, super smart.
But he should be scheduled to be a free agent in 2026 now.
So 2020, right, because his contract was up in 2025 on his two-year deal, and then he just signed an extra one-year deal extension. Right. So this probably isn't updated as of yet.
But it's still a smart deal, because if you tell me what's the cap hit on that for 2024?
Cap hit is 3.6, but that might have lessened because the contract extension was for 7. So his cap hit might have went down a million or two. Like, I can't tell you, because I don't think they updated it.
The coolest thing about this whole signing, forget the flexibility, right? Forget the insurance.
Okay.
I'm talking about like how he can play wherever they need him to play. Like you said a couple weeks ago, right? I was gonna say, you said maybe even last week, the most important thing for the Niners to find right now is their swing tackle. Those are your words.
That's it. But he's been the swing. It's so crazy, because when they battle back, you bring back Jalen Moore and this dude, and there's nobody to me on this current roster that's going to be the starting right tackle other than Colton McKivitz. Current.
Though. Right now, as of today. Yeah.
As of today. This does not mean that they don't go in the dress and try to get try to sign a Mike Onwenu and bring him in here. This doesn't mean anything. This signing extension means absolutely nothing to what the 49ers are doing. So they continue to that's why you said security, flexibility, like all those words mean everything. And Daniel Brunskill, I mean, and Colton McKivitz. And if he has to start, I mean, we know he could go in and he can play of starting caliber. But the thing is, he's always a better player when he has to relieve somebody. Like his game is played up. Plus, McKivitz, the only dude I know that can consistently stop Aaron Donald. So I'll leave it at that.
I think I'm even more impressed with other than everything Wayne just said, can take all that into consideration. It's what's not being said about this extension. This extension tells me y'all can go to Over the Cap all y'all want. Y'all can go to Spot Rack all y'all want. We got this cap under control. We gonna be just fine. I know what it says there, but you're not working out extensions negative $7 million. You get what I'm saying? That tells me that we are so far off of what, like, they've got stuff done.
Right.
They just haven't announced anything yet.
And that's my point. And when you could tell me to go look at the extension of $7 million, it doesn't work like that. It's not like he's getting just an extra $7 million. This is an extension. Right. It's going to be an extra year on his contract. This money's going to get broken down starting this year. It's the same difference when we extend Nick Bosa and the first year of his contract was like $2. And then next year was $20 million. Like, you get what I'm saying? It's the same. It's lessening the cap now, and it's further. So it's like an extension and a restructuring at the same time.
Right. They call it an extension because he's getting extra time added. If there was no new time, then they would have just called it a restructure.
Correct. Mike, it's just that simple. Let's cap this show off with the compensatory pick, since we're talking about the 49ers in this upcoming draft, which is April 26th, 27th, mm-hmm. around that time. Mm-hmm. The 49ers have been officially awarded their picks. I think it's 65% votes guaranteed of the 7 million. So if you do 65% of 7 million, what's that?
About 4.2 million.
Yeah, it should be about 4.2. Yeah. So no, it's not my bet. It's in the 60. So that's why we were saying, like, that's why I said early in the beginning of the show, only 4.5 is probably going to be guaranteed, but the money's going to start splitting. Just watch and see how they handle this restructure. Remember, the new league year starts next Wednesday. That's the start of the BAM show. We're going to change the name from No Harm, No Foul to the BAM show. So we got everything we're getting prepared. right? And on top of that, like, that's when the Niners have to be by 4 p.m. underneath that damn number. Right. Like that cap number. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike, 5 compensatory picks. Let's talk about these picks. The Niners have an official extra 3rd pick. They have a 4th pick. They have a fifth round compensatory pick, and then 2 6th round compensatory picks, 5 picks.
That bumps us up to 12 picks now, right?
Does it bump us up to 12 picks? Because I thought we had 11. I thought we always had 11.
Right, we had 11. And if you go to the 49ers.com, the article that they released a week ago,
see, I think
just 7 days ago,
I think all that stuff has been wrong.
Right. Well, they have 4 projected compensatory picks in there. Only 4.
Oh,
is what I'm saying. That totaled 11. So it's actually 5. I think this might bump us up to 12.
Unless one of those picks, you know what I'm saying, was wrong. Because
well, I'm only counting the word compensatory in parentheses. There's 4 of them on the screen. Everything else are our official spots that we earned and then traded for.
Correct. But that's what I'm trying to say. Maybe I don't know. All I know is is it 11 picks? Is it 12 picks? I guess we'll find out. Like, you know.
Right.
But we talked about the Niners moving around in this draft. This is a possible way that they could move around in the draft. We don't have the value on these picks, like the compensatory picks, but you can trade these compensatory picks. I like this new rule, right? Like, you can move these picks. Like, they're like regular draft picks.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Now all of a sudden, it's Monopoly money. It's house money. You know what I'm saying? Now we can have a little bit of fun. Do you know the 4 players that we got? I'm saying 4 that we got the 4 compensatory picks for?
From last year? From last year's draft?
Yeah. Yeah, so they went to this year.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I meant, do you know the players that departed last year to get the comp picks for this year?
Did we lose one of the compensatory picks, like pick 99? Does one of those picks go away for the trade for Chase Young? Did we award them one of our compensatory picks in return for the trade? I think that's why we still have 11.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. That could be it. It's pretty cool, though, to see Jimmy Garoppolo, Ebukam, Jimmy Ward, and Azeez Al-Shaair be the reasons that we got these picks. And then Azeez probably coming back anyway.
It's going to be interesting.
Be illegal.
You know what would be dope, yo, if we can, like, I just wish we knew the number. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wish we knew what the heck we were working with so we can go shopping. Like, yeah, because, look, I'm going to tell you right now. I want a Winwoo. I want Connor Williams. Yo, nobody's mentioned his name. Check out my article on 49ers Web Zone. Right? Like, go check it out. Like, I got 3 players offensively that the Niners should add. 2 are offensive linemen. 1 is a wide receiver, Mike. I'm going to ask you about this dude's name, and I want you to tell me what you think. Jamal Agnew from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He didn't play against us in the game because he was dealing with an injury. But Jamal Agnew from the Jacksonville Jaguars. How would you feel if the Niners brought him in? I'll tell you really quickly. He's comped to what? Oh, my gosh. What's his name? Ray McCloud. They're almost the same. They're almost identical, but he's better in the return game. All right. No touchdowns last year, but he does have 3 to 4 touchdown returns out of his career. Right. And so he's better in the return game. He averaged more yards on both punt and kickoff return. He averaged more yards in wide receiver. He's averaging 16.1 yards per catch. Ray Ray was like 10. Right. And so I'm saying to myself, like, this would be a perfect upgrade. Or stop placement and getting a return guy and a wide receiver, and you can utilize him in the backfield as a running back, right? And so I'm saying to myself, this got to be the dude. I don't know, it probably went over people's head because they don't know who he is. Check out Jamal Agnew, man.
I'm going to have to look at him. I mean, 5'10", 190, he's a little light, but, you know,
he's heavier than the speed. He's heavier than your boy Ray McCloud, and he's 1 inch tall.
Right. Right. I mean, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. And it sounds like an upgrade. I mean, the numbers are the numbers, right? So, I mean, it sounds like an upgrade. I'm with it.
I asked myself, what does Kyle like? What do we need? You know what I mean? And I'm sorry, our special teams is trash. And so we could draft a player for sure. But again, unless we specifically draft a return guy with 4.23 speed, like that's one thing, right? What else are they going to do to make this roster? That's the question. Right. Or you can go get a pro. He's probably going to cost you. You can sign him to a 2-year deal. Same deal you gave Ray McLeod. It'd be the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Don't hurt.
Just a guy.
Definitely don't hurt, man.
Just a guy to look at, guys. Just a guy to look at. But yeah, I wish we knew the amount of money we were going to be working with.
I'm willing to go out on a limb and say this with confidence. When Wednesday gets here, mm-hmm. and the 49ers cap space has to be official.
Is it going to be $40 million or $30 million? That's all I want to know.
It's funny. $33 million is what they're going to be working with. I sincerely believe that. Now, where they create $33 million, I don't know. That's their business. But I sincerely believe 33 is the magic number.
So we have to get through the restructures and the extensions. We saw one player be extended. Mike, we talked about this yesterday. How are we ahead of the game every single day? How come every time we do a show, then the stuff comes out like the next day, like nationally?
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna.
We talked about extending, restructuring, trading, mm-hmm. or cutting on yesterday, bro. Hey, I tell you what. I think those veterans get extended. Two veterans that get extended. We talked about it. Trent Williams, Eric Armstead. And now it's going to come down to those medium veterans, the guys that are still young but been here for a minute, the Fred Warners, those type of. I think they get some restructuring. You know, I think they get a little bit of restructuring. I think the Niners go into free agency with about $40 million. You say 33, I'm going to say,
and it could be more, because let me be clear. I don't know if you remember last year we were like, we had like $1 million this time last year, like the Friday before the Wednesday. And then all of a sudden they did some hocus pocus stuff and it was like $68 million of cap space. We were second in the league out of nowhere.
Abracadabra, dog. It was like, abracadabra, give me money. Bing.
Yep. And so I got all the confidence in the world. This team knows exactly what they're doing. They know what they're
doing. Right. Financially, they got it down packed. They got the right, you know what it is? They got the right stuff.
No team is safe when the Niners are on the prowl. I'm Mike. That's Wayne.
Hold up.
And this.
Uh-oh. Big sale going on right now. $25 hats on residency.com, www.residency.com. They got $25 hats. Use the promo code SFBreezy so you can save. If you get a hat for $20, all right, get a hat for $20. If you want to spend $100, you get it. You get a hat. You get four hats for $95. That's how it works. But use that promo code SFBreezy, all right, and go ahead and take care of yourself, man. Treat yourself, man. Treat yourself, or better yet, treat your lady. Happy National Women's Day.